Dictation for Bill Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, January 6, 64. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary M. U. R. R. A. Y. 463-9360. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mr. Hubbard, IgA vasculitis and nephrotic syndrome, progressive renal failure, he was transferred from Alma Hospital to Henry Ford for assessment of degree mitral valve regurgitation and congestive heart failure. He was aggressively diuresed intravenously, continuously, 40 pound weight loss. Cardiac cath was done, did not show significant coronary artery disease. Thoracocentesis was done on the left side, apparently transudate, no infection, no malignancy. He was released home. He's doing daily weights. Weights at home fluctuate from 265 presently down to 262. He's doing very careful salt restriction. On Bumex 4 milligrams divided doses. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea. There is frequency, but no cloudiness of blood. Edema much improved. It was extending to the lower chest. Now it's below the knee. The prior ulceration on the left leg, right-sided back from the renal biopsy, and first toe, left-sided gangrene are improving. No fever. He's using oxygen, presently 2 liters. TPA machine breakdown, and they are trying to get a new one. Very severe dyspnea at rest and or activity, no gross orthopnea, no major cough sputum production, no chest pain palpitations, did not receive blood transfusion at Henry Ford. Next paragraph. I review medications. He's presently off immunosuppressants because of recent pneumonia and sepsis. Next paragraph. Present blood pressure 146/70 on the right side. Chronically ill. JBD, pleural effusion bilateral at least a third. Bronchial sounds. I don't hear wheezing. Appears tachycardic regular. Obesity of the abdomen. Less edema as indicated above. Non-focal. Uses a walker. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. The day of discharge around December 30, 31. Creatinine at 1.8. If that will be a steady state representing a GFR 42, normal sodium potassium elevated bicarbonate, glucose in the middle hundreds, corrected calcium for low albumin, normal low. Phosphorus at 4, magnesium 1.8, anemia 7.7, low MCV 87, elevated white blood cell count, normal platelet count. The pleural fluid, no bacteria isolated. Protein was increased 3 grams per cent. He has gross proteinuria nephrotic range with a ratio of 9. Has low protein, low albumin. Other liver function test has been normal. BNP has been mild elevated, and that goes with the nephrotic syndrome. Most recent ferritin in the 300s with a saturation 16. A normal B12, a low folic acid. He has blood protein in the urine from the IgA vasculitis. The cardiac cath. Elevated pulmonary artery pressure, as well as right ventricular pressure, minor increase of the wedge pressure, normal cardiac output, normal ejection fraction, no obstructive coronary artery disease, only 1+ mitral valve regurgitation. Review report of transesophageal echo. Right ventricle working normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. IgA vasculitis, biopsy proving with renal and skin biopsy. Presently off immunosuppressing steroid cell set because recent pneumonia with Streptococcus pneumonia septicemia. His major problems has been nephrotic syndrome, third spacing, low albumin, pleural effusion, anasarca. He also has reactive anemia, exacerbating his respiratory symptoms without evidence of external bleeding. We are going to start EPO treatment and consider blood transfusion as he's severely symptomatic. We discuss about restarting similar or alternative immunosuppressants with the associated risk. He has not received any vaccinations, and we will ask your office if they can provide flu vaccine, pneumonia vaccine. Prior testing, hepatitis B and C has been negative. Continue management of his other medical issues, including sleep apnea, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, as indicated above, they do not believe at Henry Ford that his mitral valve abnormalities is an issue that needs to be intervened, and there is no evidence for active coronary artery disease. Continue wound clinic care of wounds. We will do chemistries on a regular basis. We will keep educating patient and wife, which is present on this visit. This was a very prolonged visit, reviewing records Henry Ford and discussing serious medical issues with them. End of dictation.